This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Off day yesterday for the Tigers. They're in the Rockies playing Colorado the next few days here. 8 o'clock tonight. Worst team in baseball. Chance to keep piling on some wins. Tigers playing great ball right now, and John, it's a question about credit. Mm-hmm. There's plenty to go around, but on the heels of yesterday's show where multiple ticket texters berated me, will you apologize to Scott Harris? Say it. Say you're sorry. Mm-hmm. He obviously deserves credit, like AJ and some of these select players. I think Scott Harris is a tough guy to figure out, though. Because, yes, their farm system is much better, and yes, player development is thriving in a way it never did with Avila or even Dombrowski, right? But who are the Harris guys? Like, who are the notable signings, trades, draft picks?
Well,
how much do we give Scott Harris credit? He's clearly rehabbed his image in a big way with the way that this team has turned things around in the last year.
Some of it has to go with a philosophy. The philosophy that he laid down, I think it was his initial press conference, and that is valuing the strike zone as a pitcher, as also as hitters. And I think we see it more from the hitting perspective of a lot of those guys that were underperforming in the first couple of years, Javi Baez, Spencer Torkelson. I mean, the list goes on and on. It was basically their entire lineup other than Riley Green.
Sure.
And so it.
But how much of that is AJ on a day to day granular like adjustments?
Well, leadership and philosophy has to start top down. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about this is baseball. Baseball people. I'm not talking about ownership. They're the ones obviously that hired Scott Harris. But Scott Harris came in and said, these are the guys that we're going to value. These are the characteristics and traits that we're going to value, and it is up to AJ and staff to instill those values. So the philosophy came from Scott Harris, and not that AJ didn't value the strike zone before.
Yeah, it's just so tough. Like, again, I'm not trying to take anything away from Harris. Tork is not a Harris guy. Green is not a Harris guy. Scooble's not a Harris guy.
Whose guys are those?
But I don't want to give Al credit.
What did you say his full name?
Avila.
So, when we look at giving credit...
So, to me, the answer is AJ, because he bridges the gap here. He's gotten the talent. He's unlocked the talent from players, and he has... I give him the most credit. That's not to take anything away from any of the individuals other than AJ. He's just the guy I give the largest slice of pie to with the Thanksgiving celebration.
Yeah, the pumpkin pie. Yeah. You're giving him the biggest...
With whipped cream on top.
Yeah, and so...
Scoop ice cream if you'd like.
AJ got here in 21. Scott Harris got here, what, 23? That was his first full season?
Yeah.
So if we're going to give AJ the biggest slice of the pie, where was it in 21 and 22? Was he just simply held back by Al Avila and the roster? Because we talk about the philosophy of...
Or how much of this
valuing
is
the strike zone.
Guys got to... I mean, Riley Green had to get healthy. Right? How much of this is these guys had to get 500 or more ABs under their belt? Guys like Kerry Carpenter needed to get their feet under them. Those first couple seasons, you see a flash, but it took a couple years before, hey, AJ's effect really sets in.
But then it goes to, why are those players there?
Al Avila. I mean, are you trying to give him credit here? No, is that what you're trying to do?
I'm saying there's a slice of this to go to everyone.
Okay.
And his is a very small slice. Because, yes, I don't think it's rocket science to draft 1-1, whether it's Casey Mize. And you could talk about his injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about his development. Because it does take time at the major league level. And then it's... And maybe as a pitcher, you just have to have that arm event before you actually become good. It kind of seems like the path that almost all of the star pitchers have taken. And then it's Spencer Torkelson, drafted 1-1. And it has taken him some time. But he is here because somebody made that decision to yeah. But I'm not going to give Al all the credit in the world, because I think almost every team would, if they had the number one pick, would have taken Spencer Torkelson.
Who gets the most credit for Torkelson? The answer is Torkelson. Right? I mean, he had to pick himself up and resuscitate his career. I'm not giving Scott Harris credit for Torkelson. I'll give him credit for a bunch of things. I'm not going to give him credit for Torkelson. I think he was right to plan
on not having
Torkelson. Again, this is not a critique, but I'm not giving you credit when you were moving guys to first base because you thought Tork was left for dead. Tork gets the credit for bouncing back.
Mm-hmm.
I give Al zero credit for Tork. Zero. It was an obvious number one pick. And he ruined him almost by bringing him up early. Nobody ever wants to talk about that. Remember, they brought him up pretty quick. Didn't have a lot of minor league at bats, lower than normal.
Almost, why? It seemed like a save my job type of bring
Bingo.
Up.
Bingo.
Yep.
Maybe he's the reason why Tork's still who he is to a degree. Where, you know, at least he's found his 2023 rhythm again. It seems like early in this year, but
or
you know,
better.
You can make the case that Tork's career has been partially scarred by Al Avila because he wanted to save his job.
Yeah, it's like that rookie quarterback that goes in there and just gets beat to hell.
Sure.
And then gets gun-shy because he's seeing ghosts.
I mean, how much credit are we giving Bob Quinn for leaving two offensive line pillars here? A Pro Bowl center and what I would equate to Taylor Decker as is a really good pro tackle, much like John's career, where you're just on the edge of getting into that elite conversation and stuff, but a guy that you can count
steady.
On every single week, and it's going to give you 10 years, you know? I like, these conversations are hilarious to me when you want to credit people for leaving stuff behind.
He didn't
make them work. None of them were good with him when he was here.
Yeah, we've done this too often with Troy Weaver and Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn. You should have something to show for losing for a long time. You get to pick high. You collect a bunch of young, talented players. If you never build a team, it's on the next guy for coming in and assembling the team. Yeah, Scott Harris gets way more credit than Al Avila. I just think the Scott Harris question is fascinating. He gets credit for Flaherty. He gets credit for certain bullpen arms. He gets credit for the general health of the farm system. But a lot of the guys leading the way were here already. So I have a hard time like deciphering how much credit you get for... like Javi Baez and Torkelson and Mize and these resurrections for their careers. How much of that is Scott Harris? I think more of that's probably the team working with them day to day.
But that's Harris's leadership from the top. When he came in, he said, we're going to be a team that bats a certain way. And they've applied it from the top of the organization to the bottom.
Yep.
And that's a very geeky take because people don't like to get into the weeds and see those kind of things. Look, the jury's going to be out on him when he has to make a significant free agent acquisition or a savvy trade.
Trade deadline this year.
You know, I go back to Dombrowski back in the day. He gets all the credit for these big splash moves and having an open checkbook and all that. But the savvy one was the Scherzer trade. That's the ones that get you into a different arena as a general manager. He went and bought low on a guy that had a pretty promising career as a prospect coming up.
Yeah, we're just kind of talking through this on the fly here. We got open lines, 248-539-9797. We'll take some ticket texts, too. Like a general manager, or in the case of Scott Harris, president of baseball operations, you're judged by your free agent signings, your draft picks, and your trades, right? Those are the three main ways to upgrade a team in any sport. The notable draft pick for Scott Harris, not his fault. These guys aren't here yet, so we'll put that in the inconclusive category. Notable trade. Flaherty, probably trading away Flaherty and then re-signing him. So it's kind of a dual win for Scott Harris.
Well, and getting Trey Sweeney, who right this year, not a great bat, but defensively was good. And last year, at the end of the year, was a quality player
for him. He's a major leaguer. You got a major leaguer for a rental for a player you brought back. That's probably his biggest combo trade free agent win. he'll have a big opportunity. This last offseason was a chance for that, and I'm not doing the Bregman thing. He pursued him. He's going to have a chance to pursue an impact player at this year's trade deadline, too.
He will.
And those are going to be the moves where I really think he cements this as his baseball team and puts them in their best position.
When he can start making major additions.
Yes.
And impactful additions. And so I think there's got to be credit for the philosophy. And A.J. Hinch, yes. And A.J. Hinch hired coaches. But what was the one thing last year? And it started really with, I guess you could go back to E-Rod. And how he kind of rejuvenated his career here in Detroit. And then it was Jack Flaherty. And then it was all these relievers and guys that, hey, maybe they can give us two innings. Maybe they can give us five innings. The innings eaters. The only guy that they've really not been able to, you know, resurrect was Kenta Maeda.
Right.
Of that slice of pie
is Fetter?
Is Fetter.
That's a really good point.
Because last year, if they're not able to have that pitching staff and perform it the way that they did,
the wheels would have fallen off and they wouldn't have made the playoffs.
The wheels were off.
You're right.
But they're the only way. I mean, they were the crew that put the wheels back on.
Yeah.
And then it's now also that crew, that pitching staff that is, they've been in place. They've been performing at an elite level that has allowed the bats to develop. And now this year in 2025, all of a sudden the bats are much better and at times exploding.
Rapid fire ticket texters. I don't know who gets the most credit, but it's definitely not Scott. Aside from the little fringe guys, the vast majority of the contributors are Avila guys. So he deserves more credit? Question mark. No, see, that's kind of what we're debunking. All the bullpen guys are Harris guys. That's from Kevin. Says whoever brought in the pitching coach deserves a ton of credit. We're just talking about that. Mm-hmm. Biggest slice of the pie goes to the luck gods. This team is way, way, way more lucky than they are good or talented. I think that's unfair. Texter says Al gets the most credit. He built the team. All-star coaching staff, most of the development in the minor leaguers are his picks. Harris doesn't get credit for inheriting a gold mine. Don't forget, guys, Scott wouldn't block the kids. That allowed them to develop. That's Joe in Monroe.
There's a lot of room for debate.
It's a healthy conversation. It's part of the show today. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you woke up this morning and maybe you don't like the way your clothes fit, I've been talking about this. I used Ideal You because that's what happened to me. And maybe you don't like being in pictures. That was my motivation. I was unrecognizable in a picture that my daughter sent me, and it motivated me to get in touch and join up with Ideal You. Now just picture yourself in 40 days being up to 40 pounds lighter. And what that would feel like, what it would look like. That's right. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know the program really works because I lost 50 in those 40 days and I was with Ideal You. Book today and Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free. It kickstarts your weight loss journey because you're going to find out exactly what you need to know. How much fat do you have? Muscle mass, bone mass, water weight, all of that different stuff is in that body composition analysis. They're going to assign you a weight loss coach, and then you're going to develop a weight loss plan together that works for you. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works, and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy getting dressed again and getting into those pictures. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your free body composition analysis. That's $150 value. As I mentioned, it's absolutely free.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, before the two grand slam, Heather's news.
Oh, yes. So investigators are working to determine what caused a Westland home to explode on Monday evening. We've had a lot of home explosions lately, which is crazy. But the Westland Fire Department says the owner and neighbors did confirm that the home was empty. Nobody was living there. So that's good. There was nobody injured in the explosion. But there was also reports that it was a really big blast. One of the neighbors said he was just standing in his home when all of a sudden the blast happened. He was thrown forward, flung to the floor, but he wasn't injured either. There was no reports of damage to neighboring homes, so that's good. DTE responded to the scene. Consumers Energy checked everything out for potential, you know, gas leaks.
Yeah, what could it have been if no one's there to set it off?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, even if somebody was there, I have no idea. Anyway, they're investigating. The fate of former Grand Rapids officer Christopher Schur is in the hands of a jury. So jury deliberation for his murder trial began on Monday. Throughout the trial, jurors heard hours of testimony from witnesses, from police officers, from law enforcement policy experts, and from Schur himself. Schur testified that he feared for his life. Experts said that Schur made several tactical errors and that, you know, the use of force was not justified. So he does face a single charge of second degree murder. If convicted, he faces up to life in jail. Jurors can also consider a charge of voluntary manslaughter. If they go that route, he would face up to 15 years in prison. So they're going to begin deliberations again today, right around 8:40. The Baltimore Ravens released kicker Justin Tucker on Monday after 13 seasons with the team. Now, the Ravens said that it was an incredibly difficult football decision. But of course, if you follow Tucker and his story, he's been involved in some off the field controversy where 16 massage therapists have accused him of inappropriate sexual behavior. He has adamantly denied all of the allegations, calling them unequivocally false.
So he's coming off the worst statistical kicking season of his career, but it is silly to say that it is only a football decision.
Right. They also drafted a kicker.
Yes.
They did. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
And it was an overreaction that the Ravens should part ways with Justin Tucker.
Oh, so that's a cash and a receipt.
Oh.
I asked what Cam Ward is the number one pick back in the fall. No one remembers that.
Nope.
More receipts.
He goes, nope. Former Michigan linebacker and current Cleveland Brown, Devin Bush, was arrested on Sunday for simple battery and harassment. According to court records, he was arrested in Pennsylvania after his girlfriend called police saying that Bush assaulted her and took her car keys. Police say the two were involved in an argument that obviously escalated to the point where Bush was chasing his girlfriend around the house. She says he pinned her against a table, smashed her cell phone. She says she was able to escape with her daughter to a neighbor's home, which is where she called police. A spokesperson for the Brown says that the team is aware of the situation and is gathering more information.
Yeah. Details are never good on stuff like this.
No, terrible story.
No. Rihanna, She's always good at debuting a baby bump. Her and ASAP Rocky are expecting baby number 3. So congrats to her. She debuted her baby bump before arriving at the Met Gala yesterday. Her photographer posted a photo of her earlier in the day exposing the little baby bump. And then ASAP did confirm the news, saying that it just feels amazing to show people what they've been cooking up. And they're very excited for baby number 3. They have 2 sons together already. So no word yet if they're having a little boy or a little girl. So congrats.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah. Finally, guys, if you want to win $2,000 or have a chance to win $2,000 in the 2 Grand Slam, this is your time to call 248-539-9797. Listen to this. I think that we've all missed an exit once in our life while we're driving, right?
Oh, sure.
And it's just like a huge bummer, but you get off at the next exit or you turn around and it just adds a little bit of time to your drive. Yes. But it could...
complicates things when it's raining.
It does. So drive safe out there today.
Stay dry.
Now, it could really complicate things if you don't know how to handle missing an exit like this guy. Police in Ohio are looking for the driver of a red van who caused a multi-car crash after he came to a complete stop on the highway because he missed his exit.
Yep.
So it was like, oh, boom, there it is. But the thing is that this guy wasn't even involved in the crash.
No, he just drove off.
Yeah, because he got off on the exit and continued to drive off. But most likely, I'm sure he was well aware of what was going on behind him. You would hear these cars crashing into each other. So now police are hoping to identify who this person was.
Yes. Well, I mean, main thing is stay safe. Stay out of Ohio.
Okay.
Heather with the news. All right, guys. 2 Grand Slam.
I'm excited for this one to see how our contestant does. We've got 10 questions, 60 seconds, $25 for each question answered correctly, $2,000 if they can get them all right.
Mm-hmm.
Our contestant this morning, Dale in Farmington Hills, or as Pitbull would say, Dale. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm hoping to win $2,000. I guess it's up for $100, so.
I hope so, Dale.
Yeah.
Dale is.
Yeah, have you ever
Mr.
been
Worldwide
called
says,
Dale
what?
Before?
I've been called a lot of things. That's one thing I've not been called, but it's a first for everything.
Yes, there is a first. Is. Yes, yes.
All right, Dale, are you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. Who do the Tigers play tonight?
Texas Rangers.
Who are the Panthers currently playing in the NHL playoffs?
Pass.
What is 63 divided by 7?
9.
Who did the Detroit Lions play on Thanksgiving last season?
Green Bay.
Shedeur Sanders was selected by this team in the NFL draft.
Pass.
Who played Han Solo in Star Wars, The Force Awakens?
Harrison Ford.
Gibraltar is located in this Michigan county.
Washington.
Who are the Cavaliers currently playing in the NBA playoffs?
The Celtics.
Who is the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders?
Shanahan. Shanahan.
We got you with 2.
Great.
Who are you sitting with?
Pardon me?
You got someone next to you trying to help you out? Who's with you?
Oh, no, just me, I swear.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It sounded like
someone
was... wipers going.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, no,
I didn't hear
any
assistant.
No, we're not going to take the 50 bucks away from you. It sounded like there was someone there.
No, my imaginary friend, maybe.
Okay, mumbling to yourself. We know people like that. All right. So 50 bucks, not quite the 100 bucks that you set for yourself, but we'll put you on hold. Thanks for playing. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Twitch is not being kind to him.
I can't imagine they are. There's some gimmies in there he should have got.
Yeah. Like, who do the Tigers play tonight?
They got the Rangers coming up this weekend, but we've said it
repeatedly.
They're playing Colorado.
Yes.
He knew
Colorado.
His math.
Lots of home runs.
So he doesn't. Well, yeah, he knows math. He doesn't know who the Panthers are playing tonight in hockey. It's the Maple Leafs. Yeah, or played last night.
I thought that was going to be a tough one anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 63 divided by 7 is 9.
Nailed it.
Lions Thanksgiving game opponent.
Bears.
Yeah. 2 years ago it was Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Shedeur Sanders. This was everywhere. Selected by who?
Yes. The Cleveland Browns. I'm guessing not a football fan.
Okay. Who played Han Solo? Star Wars: The Force Awakens.
Harrison Ford got that one.
Played Han Solo in all of the Star Wars movies. Yeah, that was one I thought we were going to get right today. Gibraltar's located in this Michigan county.
Wayne. Come on, man.
Not Washtenaw. The Cavaliers are currently playing the
Pacers.
Pacers.
Yes.
Pacers.
Not the Boston Celtics. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And Boston lost as well.
Boston last night.
Epic fashion.
Knicks came back down 20?
Yes.
Yep. Who is the current head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders?
It's Pete Carroll. Would he say Shanahan?
Shanahan.
Yeah. No, sorry. That's San Francisco.
And we did not
been
get
there a while.
To question number 10.
Nope. The Two Grand Slam on Tuesday is brought to you by Femininio Law. We thank them for their sponsorship.
Coming up next, this is going to be an interesting conversation because, John, you've dealt with this your entire life. Heather is going to start dealing with this, and you get some advice from Tom Glavin and John Smoltz. Next, 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead and take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It did sound like he had someone in the car with him, right? I'm not crazy.
I thought he did.
I think you're both crazy.
No,
I didn't hear that at all. And normally I pick up on that right away.
Like he was pausing to let the other guy weigh in.
You could almost, and I swear you could almost hear like the little, it never works out.
No. I think it actually hurts you.
I do
think people think, oh, two brains better than one. If you're waiting to hear the other person, you're burning precious seconds on that 60 second timer.
I think he was trying to listen to the voices in his head. And
do you have experience with that?
Oh, yeah, I have voices.
I know you do.
Oh, yeah.
The voices texting in were not kind to Dale in Farmington Hills. This is just apparently how it works. You sign up to get roasted if you only get a couple. Bruh, why did he even call in? Did he know it was a sports talk station?
Yeah.
Why do you call a sports quiz if you don't like sports? Did he watch sports? How could you forget who the Lions played on Thanksgiving? It was the worst clock management in NFL history.
Yeah, on Twitch. Not a big sports guy or geography guy. That guy sucked.
Yikes.
Things get a little brutal.
Anyway, we'll move on here.
You mentioned a topic that I've dealt with over a number of years here with kids being in sports. Heather, you are on the precipice of dealing with this.
We're just getting started.
You're just getting started. What, the first one is soccer for you guys?
Well, we've done gymnastics and dance. And now soccer has just started.
Okay.
That's fun.
Yeah. And so Tom Glavine was, he was talking to a stadium. They had him out there. They were honoring him as well as John Smoltz. John Smoltz had another great quote, but I'm going to start with Tom Glavine. And his quote was, if your kid is playing a sport and you've got a coach telling you your kid needs to play year-round because if he does not, the kid down the street is going to pass him by. Then he follows it up with, you need to run from that coach. I fully support Tom Glavine in this quote. There are so many coaches right now, and it's becoming, not just becoming, it is very concerning, all of the coaches that say, you need to specialize in this sport. And if it's a sport where it's a certain skill, like in baseball, you need to focus on pitching. You need to focus on your position at first base or whatever it is. It's, you need to definitely run from that coach. They say you have to play this one year round or you will be passed up. There is, in my opinion, great value in competing year round because you can't compete in some of these sports year round. Yeah, there's some indoor baseball leagues, but it doesn't get the job done in the winter here in Michigan. You need to be in a competitive environment. And that's one aspect of it. The other one is overtraining. So many of the kids are being overtrained in one sport, in one skill, which leads to risk of injury, leads to risk of burnout. A lot of these kids who could be great players, and I'm talking about great players in high school. I don't care what happens past that, whether you have a college career or not. It is up to the kid to determine what they're going to be good at, what they're going to work at, but they need to be exposed to so many different athletic skills and through competition.
You played three sports in high school. Right?
Yeah, actually four. It was track as well.
Right. Shot put.
High jump.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
See, I pegged you as the big ugly.
I did high jump at discus, but discus I could never get the footwork down. I did it because of the footwork skill.
The footwork, and that's the thing. If you're a well-rounded athlete, you're picking up skills along the way, and you avoid burnout. We wonder, can parents relate to this pressure, this fear of having their kid fall behind if they don't specialize?
Yeah, and there are so many coaches that will be in your ear, and a lot of the time, it's a money grab. Hey, you need to train year-round because... Oh, in the off season, you can train with me. It'll cost you, whether it's $25 a time, $50 a time, or we offer this program where it's up to thousands of dollars, and they'll make promises that they know they can't keep. Well, I'm gonna make your kid such and such, and he's gonna have these opportunities. No, you don't know that. You can't promise those things. You can promise opportunity, and I'm gonna give your kid the opportunity to work hard, but sometimes kids have skills, sometimes they don't. And they can maximize whatever level they're going to get to. But if you are focusing on one skill, one sport, you're missing out on so many great things that competition or cross training. There are a lot of things that I did in basketball that certainly helped me in football or in baseball.
What if you're a late bloomer? Like you think you're going to be this basketball star, but guess what? You end up playing football. Or you end up having a growth spurt and then suddenly basketball is your best path to future success. That's where putting your toe in the water in different sports helps you out.
So funny story. I don't know if I've shared this one before, but I played varsity basketball as a freshman and I thought all I was looking for was a path to a college education. And because I had played as a freshman and I started getting letters. The first one I got was from the University of Buffalo and Illinois State. And then all the letters started coming in for basketball. I thought, you know what? I'm going to focus on basketball because that's my path. I never thought about the NBA, never thought about the NFL or anything else. And the night before, and my football coach, Dick Moore, love you, coach, was always telling me, you'll play football. You need to have all these different opportunities, these different experiences, blah, blah, blah. I walked into a Foot Locker and my girlfriend at the time, we were just walking around a mall. I don't even remember what mall it was. Walked into a Foot Locker and I told her, I said, hey, if they have size 15, which most shoe stores did not carry at the time, in a Nike Shark, then I'll play football. They had a Nike Shark and a size 15. I ended up playing football.
That's why you started playing football.
That's why I was already playing football before that, but that's why I continued playing football.
Oh, that was like a fork in the road moment. If this one Foot Locker in a random hall
did not have a size 15, I might not have ever played football, and I would have missed out on so many great experiences, so many great opportunities that football has provided me because I was so focused on, oh, I have to focus on this one sport. Now, I played basketball throughout my entire time at Clawson, played baseball, ran track. And track was just simply to help me at my other sports. But that is the point of you can have a specialty. You can be better at something than something else.
Heather, have you put much thought into this? Because I know the kids are young.
Not yet. But I have girlfriends who have much older kids because Colin and I started having kids much later in life. And it's interesting. I don't know what it's going to be like when my kids get to high school. But I've had girlfriends say, well, no, my daughter who plays volleyball, she's got to be on this... I don't
Select
even know,
team.
Competitive team outside of high school just to make varsity. Like they say, my daughter won't make varsity unless she's done this league, this, that. Like, I don't know if it's true or not, but that's the feeling that she has as a parent.
Well, I know in the soccer world, there are some soccer coaches, private coaches, that will say, don't play for your high school. You have to play for our club.
Right.
And that's your path to a quote-unquote scholarship or opportunity at the next level.
How much of that is what this really comes down to? Because I think you should have your kids play as many sports that they enjoy and be well-rounded. But when they get about 15, 16, how much is that scholarship, the pressure to earn a scholarship, what forces you to specialize? Because if you're a fringe scholarship athlete, does it give you the best chance to get free college if you just say, hey, I'm going to focus on one for the last 2 years of my high school career?
But the numbers say
I know
that scholarship's not going to be there. And then you've missed out on... Like, there is an aspect of being able to do some things with your friends. Like, that's what high school is. But that's why I'm opposed to the early enrollees. That whether it's at Michigan or any other school, early enrollees, they miss out on the second half of their senior year. They miss prom. They miss senioritis. They miss all of the senior skip day. All those things that you have with you don't get those moments back. You don't get moments back if you don't play basketball with your friends. You miss out on all of the things athletically we're talking about, but you miss those moments, those relationships that are relationships that you will most likely have for your entire life.
Let's start with some of the phone calls, because I'm sure parents out there can relate to pressure in youth sports to specialize and how you deal with it. And do you let your kids play multiple sports? Or when it comes time, hey, scholarship's a big deal, does that end up winning out? Let's talk to Casey in Birmingham. Casey, good morning.
Good morning. I'm 100% with John on this. I mean, when you're watching professional games, high-end D1 sports, it almost always gets mentioned that, hey, this kid could have went professional in this sport and this sport. He's a four-sport athlete. And, like, I ran track, you know, like John said, for other sports. You play basketball, and you're doing plyometric workouts as you're having fun and playing a sport. Like, these kids that get, especially in baseball, like pitchers, and they get locked in as a pitcher, and then they're scheduled for Tommy John surgery before they even get to college. And it's overkill in a lot of, and especially like wrestling. Like, I wrestled through middle school, got to high school. As soon as they're like, hey, we want you to start cutting weight, I was like, well, that doesn't really align with me wanting to play football, which is my favorite sport. So I'm not going to do that anymore. So you just have to, you know, take it all in and take the best parts of each one. And it's what makes you a better athlete all around.
Mm-hmm. Makes you well-rounded.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, you don't know when you end up excelling in at the end of the day. The only thing I could relate to the pressure of trying to get that scholarship, because if you're not going to be a pro and this is your one chance to get college paid for, given what it costs, six figures, that's probably what pressures people more than anything else.
Well, I would on the flip side of that, because it is so rare to get an athletic scholarship, I would say instead of investing in these private coaches and these travel teams, take that money, invest it in a mutual fund in the stock market, because it's going to better serve you to pay for college than it is for all of these other things where you have no idea if your kid is actually going to be good enough to earn a scholarship.
That's a great point. Heather's starting to go through this. Kids are young.
I just want them to have fun at this point.
Right.
And introduce them to all sorts of different sports.
How do you guys approach this as parents? And what have you seen out there in the youth sports scene? Are there people out there pushing your kid into one sport all year round? It's 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel is giving you even more reasons to love home runs. And we've had a lot of them here in Detroit every Tuesday during the Major League Baseball season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means you can bet on the long ball, the moonshot, and you can take your winnings to an entire new level. So whether it is that big blast or it's just think somebody's going to go opposite field, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit and gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Bonus issued is now a trouble profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Feeling the pressure to specialize in youth sports. We thought some of you could relate to this. Tom Glavine saying this week, if your kid is playing a sport and you have a coach telling you he needs to play it year-round because otherwise the kid down the street's going to pass him, you need to run from that coach. John, you've echoed this. You played four sports in high school. Cross-training, competitiveness. We bring up that you never know which one you're going to end up playing beyond school, if any. But, yeah. But you are a huge proponent of
multiple sports for every kid that wants to.
Yeah, and Heather's dealing with this a little bit now that
nothing like this yet. I mean, my daughter's only three. Brooks is one. He is not playing any sports yet. But no, I will. We're trying to figure out. I just want to introduce her to sports, but we will get there one day. I'm sure both of them will play.
Well, that's part of the thing, too. Some of them are lifetime sports.
Yeah.
Basketball, I can't go out and play football right now. As much as I would love to, I can't do that. But I can go out and play basketball. I can go out and play tennis. I can't play baseball, but I can go play softball.
We want to hear from parents who are going through this right now because like it is advice for Heather in the next 5, 10, 15 years here. And it is stuff that you can relate to. 248-539-9797. This pressure to where you're going to get passed by the neighbor kid who's playing soccer all year round or he's playing basketball all year round. If you don't specialize in it, you're going to go and play something else. Good luck.
I do think people feel that pressure. I know my girlfriends do with their kids.
Oh, yeah, the pressure is there, and that's where when he says you need to run from that coach, I 100% think you do. Every coach that I've had for our kids, it's one of the questions that I pose to them before I'm going to send them off to play for them is, okay, in basketball season. That's the focus is during basketball season, but are you okay with them playing baseball in the spring? Are you okay with them playing football in the fall? If they say no, they need to just play basketball, sorry, you're not the right coach for my son or daughter.
Texas is a great subject. My daughter's 10. She plays travel fast pitch. They've basically made it a full-time job between extra lessons and hitting. It's frowned upon to miss for any other sports. It's insane, Dave in Detroit. And this texter says, I see it every day. Eight-year-olds travel baseball all year round. Blows my mind. What happened to little leagues and school sports and two or three sports? Everyone thinks their kid is going pro and starts training them for that.
I'm not going to throw any travel sport under the bus because they provide great opportunities, especially baseball and girls softball. You got to go south to play against some really good teams and experience that competition. But that's for softball season. And you can have practices year-round, but it can't be at the risk of not playing another sport.
Amy in Beverly Hills. Good morning, Amy. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. Hello. Thanks for doing this topic. I love it.
Of course.
So, yes, I have three kids. They're very sporty. Their father and I met on the soccer pitch. So sports are a big priority in our family. We have two boys that play travel, two different clubs. And one's heading into high school next year, undecided. But they definitely talk about, you know, make sure you're playing if you want, you know, a spot. However, my husband and I both grew up playing different sports. I played soccer, volleyball, basketball, and even ran track just for the heck of it in Detroit. So I believe that kids should be playing sports all year round, and that will make them a better athlete. And not every single one, like all of you said, they're not going pro. However, I think playing more sports makes them a better athlete. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Some coaches do believe that they should just be playing their sport. Some.
Yeah, some, not all. Experience. Yeah, mm-hmm. Not all, yeah. But yeah, some.
And you run from those coaches.
Yes, you have to.
How about Tom in Dearborn Heights? Tom, you know John well. What's up?
What's up? Good morning, guys. Hope everything is well. John, how you doing?
Good. Good to hear from you this morning.
Hey, so as a guy that's, you know, done this stuff for 45 to 50 years as a high school and a youth coach, absolutely run from any coach that tells you that you should specialize in something, because the chances of that happening, that you're going to make it, less than 7% of all kids that play high school athletics are going to go on to play in college. That Braves pitching staff, three Hall of Famers from the early 90s, and the fourth one was Steve Avery, who's a buddy of mine. They all were multi-sport athletes. And Tommy Glavine was also drafted in the NHL to play. So why wouldn't you listen to guys that have done it at the top level? And John has. Those are the guys you should listen to. And I tell parents all the time, if they come and they're asking for mentoring, just listen. We're going to practice, but it's not going to impede on whatever sport is in season. Go do it. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Listen to different voices. All three of my boys were blessed enough to play college athletics, and they were all multi-sport athletes. They had to listen to different people. It's just everything that goes with it just aids you way down the road, too, in your personal lives and in your business life, to pull back on those experiences of listening to different voices and listening to different coaches.
I think that's incredible advice, to listen to different voices. By the way, you coach John's son?
Yeah, Jack.
I do. I coach Jack.
Can we get a scouting report on him?
He's a good player, and okay. He's going to be obviously sitting next to John. You know, John's a big man, and Jack is getting that size, and he's a very coachable kid. He's got a very bright, whatever he chooses to do, he's got a bright future. He's extremely, he's really made a jump in baseball, and he's got a chance to be a really good player.
Tom, let me ask you this in regards to coaching and players that you've seen over your career that have specialized. What's the risk of injury?
Big time. Arm injury. And it can even happen if it doesn't. One of my best players, big lefty, probably had a chance to get drafted. He was 91 off the bump as a sophomore, and he's a left-handed pitcher, 6'3", 6'4", kid. Big, good, really good football player. And this was, he got hit in the arm, and he was a two-sport athlete, so he had a freak injury. He went through two Tommy Johns, and it wasn't due to him specializing. It was a freak injury. So anything can happen. But those guys that specialize, I can tell you unequivocally, there's only so many bullets in your arm.
Right.
And if you're throwing year-round, you're going to get hurt. Chances are probably 95% that you're going to get hurt.
Tom, it's good perspective. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in, all right?
Yeah.
Take care, guys.
Of course. We got a ton of phone calls. Parents, coaches, perspective on youth sports and the pressure to specialize. We'll get to it after the update. It's 97.1.